Members of the group of 81 bipartisan House and Senate members have been meeting weekly and are introducing a package of 9 bills. Hudson Valley Republican Congressman Chris Gibson says the legislation is divided among 3 categories: budget reform, government reform, and quality health care.
You know, I came to Washington to get things done. You know, certainly not looking to endorse the status quo.
Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney says what he likes about No Labels is the following approach.
It starts with saying, what can we agree on instead of what can we disagree on? I feel very strongly that if we just get to work, we will be tired at the end of the day and we won't have time to fight.
One of the bills in the new package is called 21st Century Health Care for Heroes. Here's Congressman Gibson.
I'm the lead on that on the House side, along with my colleague on the Senate side, Senator Bill Nelson, astronaut. And on the House side, you've got two doctors. They happen to be the Democratic members, and 3 infantrymen. On the Republican side, we are the authors of the bill that ensures that we merge the DOD and the VA healthcare systems.
This bill would merge the electronic health records of the Department of Defense with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Gibson describes another bill in the package.
There is a bill that's no budget, no pay. This seems very elementary. In fact, I believe it is. It basically says that members of Congress should not be paid if we don't do our basic function, which is to enact a budget.
He points out that a variant of the new bill was enacted earlier this year.
But that's not enough. That should not be the end state. The end state should be that the House and Senate then reconcile those respective budgets and send to the president so that we have a federal budget.
Maloney explains that the new No Budget, No Pay bill strengthens the previous provision by requiring that appropriations bills be passed. Maloney also mentions a bill that concerns buying smarter and saving more, ensuring that separate divisions within a single federal agency do not make independent contracts for common items. Plus, there's a bill to plan for efficient and effective government, legislation that would create a new commission for government transformation to oversee and affect the transformation of various federal government programs to be more economical, efficient, and effective. Maloney says it is not important to him that the package of bills stays a package.
These are each important measures, and they should each be moving on their own. And if we can get all of them done, that's great. If we can get most of them done, that's great. If we can get one of them done, that's great. The point is to put enough irons in the fire that you're going to get something done.
He adds,
and while they are not the most pressing issues before the Congress, it creates a habit of collaboration. It creates a process for productivity. It allows us to walk before we run and to develop the relationships that have always produced bipartisan progress. And I don't know of another time when 80 members of Congress, evenly split from both parties, have come together as a permanent structure to try to work over time on increasingly significant things.
He says establishing a successful track record with the No Labels package of bills should help in approaching more sweeping legislation, like immigration.
How long that takes to really kind of roll up into the big things, I don't know. I think that if you want to know how we're going to fix gridlock in Washington, there's no one silver bullet. This is an important step in that direction. Ultimately, the American people need to stop electing people who won't talk to each other.
Talking to each other sounds like the right idea to Vermont Congressman Peter Welch, a Democrat and No Labels member.
Well, you know, one of the things that really did surprise me when I came to Congress was how unlike Vermont it was. You know, in Vermont, Republicans and Democrats, we spend time together. We listen to witnesses. We socialize. We have dinners together. And we don't do that here in Washington. And I started early on having lasagna dinners at my apartment, inviting Republicans over. And strange as it may seem, that was like a big deal down here.
Congressman Maloney says the Make Government Work package, the No Labels Coalition's first legislative initiative, can save taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.